I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This week on Pop Girls, we talk the Tokyo Olympics,
Gabby Hanna YouTube drama,
and that scene from Sex Life.
Hi, I'm Jordan.
I'm Charlie.
And I'm Aurelia. And welcome to Pop Girls,
a pop culture podcast for postmodern queers.
The postmodern queers.
Oh my god.
So good to be here, my precious little sluts. How are you?
This is so glamorous. We're all together.
Couldn't be better.
I can't believe it.
Yeah. Nature is truly healing.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were the virus all along.
Yeah.
Now, this is gorge. We're in the studio, so
Don't get it twisted.
Don't get it twisted.
It's ambient lighting.
Yeah, I got this nice pink and blue hitting us. Although for our just pure listeners, just imagine we're looking really glamorous.
YouTubers.
Covered in diamantes.
We are the future. And we chose pink and blue because we believe that gender is binary.
Yeah.
Because they make us look the best. Yeah. That's why. Don't read into it.
Boys anyway. Wear blue and girls should be seen and not heard.
Oh, my God. Do you know what, though? When I was in lockdown, part of me, and I was on JobKeeper last year, must be nice, and I didn't really have anything to do except, like, make nice dinners and drink, like, gin and tonics. I was like, maybe feminism has gone too far because I like my little allowance. I like being in the kitchen.
My government sanctioned money.
I love it.
Actually, speaking of the JobKeeper and that kind of stuff, did you see that this week ScoMo is giving all the like Sydney people who are affected by the lockdown like really substantial like weekly payments for job loss? It's like, where the fuck was this when we were
totally and announced like on the Wednesday that we opened as well?
Yeah.
But the what is frustrating about that is that like Centrelink is a federal government thing, so like the whole country's taxes are going into Centrelink, which is right and as it should be, but there are still Victorians who cannot work, like in the entertainment industry and stuff like that. Like Frozen is still paused. There's so many musicals, like productions.
Thank God.
Yeah. Hey. Let it go, Charlie. What about that poor woman that has to pull the dress? She has to pay bills. it's frustrating because it's not like everybody, like we just got out of a really strict lockdown. It was a short one, but it was still harsh. And it's not like everybody can just go back to work that easily.
Yeah.
And it's not like everyone has like a month's worth of expenses saved up and ready to like spend whenever we have to snap into lockdown.
Oh my God. I don't like them. I don't like this government.
No,
I tell you.
Not a fan.
Not a fan.
Bit of a flop. Yeah.
They're big flop.
So how have you been, both of you?
Been good. It's been a long time since we've been in the studio. This is our 25th episode, which is going to round us out for our first season. And I'm pretty impressed with us that we are back.
I know. Yeah. I can't believe it. I'm impressed with us. I'm impressed with us being in the studio and 25, quarter life crisis.
Like, yeah.
This is huge. Big news for us at Center Pop Gaze.
Yeah.
Centrelink Gaze.
Oh, well, yeah.
How's things with you? How's Kenzo going?
He's good. He's actually really naughty. but he's good. He's cute.
I saw you were trying to do recall today.
I always try to do recall every day. It's great at home and awful everywhere else. Yeah. How's Bonnie?
She's the same. Like, when she's home and there's not a ball in front of her, she is fine and really good with it. But then the second that she has her ball, she's just off. She cannot be contacted.
Oh God, they're in that what we call the red zone. Sky's red zone is not a ball. She doesn't like toys. She doesn't play with toys unless you really rile her up, and then she'll.
Is that a zookeeper term? Red zone.
It's the red zone. Yeah. Oh my God, I wish
we've got an animal in the red zone.
Category one. Category one.
The sniper just takes it out.
Yeah. God, I could tell you some stories. With Sky, it's not necessarily a ball or a toy. It's just another dog or a cat. And she'll look at it and be like, I play? And we'll be like, no, living creature. And she'll be like, let me play.
I love that we all have dogs. We're all like parents here.
Yeah. We're going through motherhood at a very similar time. It's lovely. Yummy mummies.
Where's our day? Where's our special holiday?
Absolutely. And Pride Month is over. I need something else.
Yeah. It's like, what's the next thing to look forward to? What is it? Fringe Festival? Like
Halloween?
That's is Fringe
after Halloween this year? It got moved back. I don't think.
Oh, yeah, it is. What? Oh, it's around the same time. It's in like October. Yeah. So it'll be like around, it's Libra season. So we're going to have great shows.
True. Yeah.
Two of us. I don't know about you, Charlie.
It was Aries season during Comedy Festival. So I had my go of it. Now you guys get yours.
It all makes sense. That's how you won Best Newcomer.
Yeah. The stars all aligned.
Well, that's what you have to say to people, like those people who don't believe in astrology. I mean, okay, first of all, I don't know if I believe in astrology. I'm sorry, but I do love it.
You and definitely what is that? Talk about it a lot.
I do, but like, I don't know what that, it's that kind of like, I don't know. I also respect people who do believe in it in a weird way. Yeah. And sometimes though, I look at it and I go, well, this cannot be faulted. You've really nailed me to a cross here, co-star.
Yeah. I think I'm the same. I like it, and I find it really interesting and fascinating, and I can read about it for hours, but I don't think in my heart of hearts that I believe it. How about you? Do you?
I kind of do. I kind of don't. I think with horoscopes, it really depends on which horoscope you read, and there's one I would recommend to everyone, which is called Astrology Zone. And it's written by this lady called Susan Miller, who is a legend. And she has like 10-page horoscopes for every single sign. And it goes into a lot of detail. And she's been doing it for a really long time. And she's like consulting celebrities and stuff. Wow. So I do really believe in her. And I read that religiously every month. And I recently started writing a horoscope based on
yes, I've been saying that.
So every week I like sit down and I draw some cards for each sign and then I interpret it, just based on the cards. And I'm having a lot of fun doing it. I'm not saying that it's true, but a few people have DM'd me saying, wow.
Yeah.
Simply, wow. Wow. Yeah.
This is the truth and you've saved my life. Literally a quote from my DMs.
You heard it here.
It cannot be denied.
Yeah.
How does it work with the cards? Like, is there like a, is it just basically you get three cards and then you, it's up to you to interpret how it works? Or?
Yeah. I mean, every card has a meaning and like it could be right way up, could be upside down. There's like numbers and symbols. So I'm like, I feel like this, the way that cards interact with each other as well, like if there's three cards and they're all featuring like a couple, I'm like, oh, there's something going on with another person for this sign this week. Or if it's all like, because every card actually relates to a sign. So you have the Suit of Swords, for example, in tarot, which is for air signs like us, or the Wands, which is fire.
For dirt. For dirt. Wait, what's Aries? Fire?
Fire, yeah. the flame within you. And let's say I'm reading the Aries horoscope and all three cards are ones. And I'm like, oh my God, this is going to be a hot week for you, you know? So I'm not going to give away anything else. You do have to go to my Instagram and look at them.
Yeah, they're your trade secrets. You got to keep them locked tight.
Can you do them for like people who like, you do, like, can you do one for like Simone Biles for us?
Maybe I'll do that later at home. Yeah. No, I will say one last thing about my tarot reading. Once I read someone's cards and I was like, oh, this card usually means that recently someone passed away. And they were like, we just had a death in the family.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
So, you know, say what you want, but that was true.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I find that
I got chills.
I got goosebumps. I love that kind of stuff. Well, I love kind of like that inner debate of like, is it a sign or is it coincidence as well? Like with like supernatural stuff. What?
There is no coincidence. There's no coincidence.
Yeah, that TikTok. The lady in the back.
Oh my God.
I'm so terrified by him. I find him really unsettling. That eye bulge that he does and like how it's like him like moving so quickly. Like,
yes.
It's so terrifying.
I find those like, you can't live your whole life being like, there is an outer realm.
Yeah.
You gotta like one toe in, one toe out, I think, you know? Mm. Just like keep your finger on the pulse of reality a little bit, but also lie in bed at night and think about how there's no coincidence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did he murder that woman? What happened to her?
Well, there Nobody is no coincidence. So.
She fell and screamed. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Oh, God. Speaking of Simone Biles, we should chat about Miss Thing and the Olympics in general. I mean, I don't care about the Olympics.
But I care.
Yeah.
I don't care, but I do. I don't care about it, but it's always on the TV.
Yeah, yeah. And yes. I do love celebrity drama and hot people. So
yeah, and there's nothing like the drama in a canoe boat or something
like that.
I'm loving it. I am a huge fan of opening ceremonies because I love contemporary dance and I just feel like we don't really get to see that on television. And this opening ceremony was a downer.
we were chatting, the three of us, as it was happening, and it was... It was a flop.
It was a bit of a flop, yeah. I think they were working with limited access to material. And without the crowd there, it certainly doesn't. But what I did do is I watched the opening ceremony and I was like, this isn't so bad. And then I watched the London opening ceremony where the Spice Girls came out in little black cabs. Yeah. And each cab was like designed for each Spice Girl, and they were singing Colors of the World, Spice Up Your Life.
Oh,
and I was like,
God.
Okay, maybe it was bad.
Yeah. Literally. And it was so easy. Like, just give us Godzilla, get Hello Kitty in there, like, you know, some
Gwen Stefani's backup singer.
Oh, God.
Released from her basement after 30 years.
Yeah. 30 years.
God, does she have them on a conservatorship? What's going on?
Yeah, it was such a bad opening ceremony. The only good thing that came out of it, I felt, was my tweet that was like, to the Australian swimming team, I would like to formally invite you to the opening ceremony of my legs.
They're very funny. Yeah. Very good tweet. The swim team, very athletic.
Yeah, who knew?
Who knew?
Very good. They're doing so well, you know? And I truly, like, my family, my mom was really into swimming, and my partner, their whole family is like into like surf lifesaving and super sporty and like very into the sport. And Kayla was very sporty as a teen and stuff like that. And
now it's theater sports.
And now it's theater sports. Kayla is literally that athletic dude that the drama teacher was like, you should audition for the musical this year.
Oh.
Audition for the musical, did one fucking show and then got into a drama school straight after that. These sporty theatre people, I can't handle them.
Yeah, I can't imagine. What's it like to go to school and to feel like you've got it?
Yeah.
That you're top of the pops. Like,
oh my God. I'm very much a Lea Michele in this. I'm very much Rachel Berry in terms of like, I've slogged my life away. And then some fucking Corey Monteith comes in.
Yeah, yeah.
Short lived.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Wait for the Olympians to take the theatre scene in 2021 and 22.
Yes. Well, I can't wait until we can have, like, the original Olympics where there were arts involved in it. Like, there was, like, Olympic poetry and, like, Olympic literature. And
I saw a TikTok about this, but the problem was every single art had to be inspired by sport. So all the art that was created as an Olympic sport. Yeah. So all the drawings are like athletes. There was an architecture one and they're just like designing sports stadiums.
What?
Yeah.
So if we did like musical as an Olympic sport, it would have to be High School Musical. So it's about basketball.
Yeah. Maybe we can have women's hockey.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I got a notification on my phone being like, hey, Jordan, just so you know that the women's rugby is starting. Out of nowhere.
We feel like you'll be interested.
I haven't gotten any notifications for any other team sport, but for it was like, don't forget.
Yeah.
You better get your vibe ready, Jordan. Which is so tough because I'm like all for like the did you hear about the German gymnastics team?
Yeah.
No, so what's this?
Cool.
So in gymnastics, usually the leotards are like swimsuits. I don't know, they're like cut here, but the German gymnastics team wore full like length one, so the leotards went all the way to their ankles.
Oh, wow.
To fight objectification and sexualization in that sport.
Good on them.
Yeah, and they look really cute.
Mm. So. It was a real stick it moment, you know, when they like take their bra straps out and they're like, fuck
yes,
you.
We're changing the system.
Yes. Long sleeves and long legs.
Absolutely. Especially like after like all the shit that like gymnastic teams really have to go through because they're truly children, like a lot of them, and they've given up their lives for it. And they're like your body is like fucked from committing to any one sport, but gymnastics in particular, just like, oh my God.
Well, it's like all the chat about Simone Biles and her deciding that, you know, for her own health, both physical and mental, she needed to step down. Everyone being, all these like assholes being like, you know, you're a failure. Like you weren't a hero for us and you didn't pull through, blah, blah, blah. And then all these like gymnasts coming out being like, do you have any fucking idea about like how lethal getting it wrong can be in this sport? And if you're having an off day, if you're not feeling it, it's like that split second difference can be like you cracked your neck.
Exactly.
That's it.
That's like, and that shows like, I know that and I know fuck all about sport. Yeah. But like, I know that like, it's not this like new age hippie dippy thing to realize that the mental and the physical are connected. They are literally in the same body. Yeah. Like there's no way that they can't be linked together. So, I mean, power to Simone. That was like pretty big thing that she did. And also, like, that, the American gymnastics team, like, Simone, and I, correct me if I'm wrong, dear listener, but I'm pretty sure that Simone had to come out and give evidence against that doctor, and they all had to, you know, talk about the doctor who was sexually assaulting the American gymnastic team.
For decades.
Yeah.
Decades.
Horrifying.
And, I mean, it's sad that it had to come to, like, this day and age where we have, like, the Me Too movement, that there was decades of gymnasts who weren't able to speak out. And looking at different, because I kind of went into a bit of a rabbit hole, there was another gymnast from another country, I don't remember, who had broken her leg, and her coach literally made her take off the cast and still made her compete. And she then had an accident which left her a paraplegic.
Oh my God.
And that's the worst case scenario, which happened, I think, a while ago. But yeah, just Simone standing up for herself and making sure that stuff like that doesn't happen to her or anyone else. Because if the best gymnast in the world can say, hey, I'm stepping back for my mental health, that gives every other gymnast on other levels the kind of permission to do that as well.
That's so true. I hadn't even thought about the idea of like the ripple effect of her being like a role model for other people. But you're so right. Like this would be so meaningful for people that feel like it's this rat race that they have to keep, you know, topping themselves. But yeah, it's a healthy reminder.
Yeah, especially in that bubble as well. Like I can imagine like these kids are in it from when they're like, from when they can walk. And then suddenly like they're good enough by the time they're 8 that they're like, okay, now you're competing and this is your, like your life. It's like when you, It's like with ballerinas, like there's a decision where when you're like an early teen where it's like, am I committing to this? Am I going to like actually change, especially like in terms of like your body and like all that kind of stuff. I know people growing up who were really good at gym, but their parents or they decided to step away from it because they didn't want it to like affect their growth. Like yeah. literal like growth.
Yeah.
Like, I want to be tall.
I gotta be tall, you know?
I like having bones.
It's just wild. And like also like the history of like gym, like the Olympics in like a whole load of sports, but I, because like obviously I watch mainly gymnastics at the Olympics.
Yeah, it's like gymnastics, yeah, basketball.
Diving.
Oh, diving is diving. So hot.
Oh my God.
I love it.
Little Tom Daly.
Yes!
Doing his spins.
Oh, just the best. And you get into this like, you suddenly are like, oh no, they've slipped their foot. That's going to cost them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah. It's like people watching Drag Race who've never like put on a slick of lipstick in their lives. Yes. Being like, no, her lace front was dusty. It's yeah. like, bitch, you don't know anything. Who are you?
You know nothing. Yeah. But like I miss, like I made a joke with my friends that I miss the Soviet Union at the, well, because of course Russia can't compete in the Olympics.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they're the ROC.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah. So they can't even play the like national anthem if they win, because they're not Russia. Like you can't even refer to
them as
Russia.
They're going to play
Tattoo. They're literally all the things she said. But that like history of like the Soviets versus the USA at the Olympics, I'm like, I miss that. Like,
yeah,
yeah, where's that? There's no rivalry.
Yeah, true.
It's like US against everyone else in my mind.
Mm. Did you see that Russian boxer? She's like getting ready to come out, and she's in her like kind of, it looks like a sort of like taekwondo outfit kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like walking out and she's like about to go into the ring. And then her trainer grabs her by the scruff of her outfit and goes like, and like shakes her and then slaps her in the face. And she's like, and then like heads out and she's like happy about it. And everyone was talking about like, is this abuse? And then it's like, no, she loves it. Like she oh needs it to fight.
It's like, called a kink. Okay. Yeah. Look it up.
And then people being like, people were defending it, being like, she needed it to win. It's like, yeah, but she lost.
I honestly wouldn't mind hiring a man to stand by my door every morning before I go to work.
Shake me on the shoulders really hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's been a couple of funny memes coming out of the Olympics. Like, did you also see, I don't even know what sport it was, but someone was being awarded. They had the three women up on the, like, third, second, and first plinth. And the guy who was giving them the medals went up to, oh, I think it must have been something like gymnastics or something like that, because mm-hmm. two of the girls were in, like, black, and one of the girls had more of a frilly, colourful outfit. And I think maybe because of that, he just assumed that she was the winner or something that. So he gave her the gold medal and was, like taking her hands and being like, you did it, like, and, like, congratulating her. And then he walks away, and then there's just this funny footage of, like, all the photographers taking photos of the three of them, and the two girls that got the wrong medals just kind of like, here we go, and then, like, correcting it, and they're all laughing.
Really, she got to bronze or something.
Yeah, yeah. Imagine just being like, yeah, I'll take it.
I would. I also saw a TikTok about the earnings of the Olympics, because in my mind I was like, I don't know, like, is a gold medal worth anything? Like, do you go to cash converters? What happens? But countries actually have winning prizes. And for Singapore, it's like $1 million for a gold medal.
That they give to their citizens just to incentivize
For the person who won.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And for the US, it's like 37K for gold.
Do we have that in Australia?
They didn't say Australian numbers, but I bet there's, you know, there's money in it. We should get into sports.
They would have pummeled so much
That's
money.
That's the only thing that has ever inhibited me from going to the Olympics.
Money. Ethically, I... Yeah.
What would be your sport?
I think weightlifting.
Weightlifting.
Oh, fuck yeah. You've still got time. The weightlifters aren't, like, super young.
Yeah, I'm trying to be realistic, you know. I'm, like, not going to be a gymnast, but I could get really buff.
Yes.
You know, have you put up a reel or something of you doing weightlifting, haven't you? I feel like I've seen that at some point.
Yeah, I used to go to a gym, like, every day. Yeah. And, like, lift weights and, like, do, like, monkey bars.
Oh,
and
wow.
I'm like, I'm going to go on ninja.
Ninja warrior.
But I've lost all of that, and I've run like half marathons and stuff, but I'm not fit anymore, so I'm like, I don't know how to get back into it. What about you? What would your sport be?
It'd probably just have to be something non-contact, like tennis.
Badminton.
Yeah.
Ping pong.
There is Olympic tennis, isn't there?
Yeah. Which seems weird. They just had Wimbledon. Like, yeah. Calm down.
It kind of feels like when comedians do a solo show at Fringe. Do you know what I mean? Because it's like...
Okay, well. Wow. You mean when you're two friends.
I'm doing it too. But like, you know, it's like comedy festival is the real deal. And then like doing comedy at Fringe is like just a fun little thing. It's like, I feel like maybe that's what they think of as the Olympics. They're like, no, Wimbledon's the real thing, or the US Open, Australian Open. And then I'll just kind of like practice my skills at the Olympics.
Sure. Like Perth Fringe.
It's like an open mic.
Yeah. I just whipped my phone out because I wanted to talk about a Filipino weightlifter who won gold.
Yeah.
And she's like the first Filipino weightlifter. Like, she's the first Filipino to win gold in like 50 years or something like that. And someone was telling me the other day, so if this is wrong, then you can blame them. but she found herself, because of COVID, she found herself like, she couldn't get back to the Philippines. She couldn't get back to the gym. She was in this like remote town in Malaysia, I'm pretty sure. And she literally like trained with like bags of rice and like sand and shit. Like, she
has no excuse.
Yeah.
2024.
Yeah.
Brisbane 2032. Yeah.
It's like those things. It's like you got a ball, you got a gym. What is it? You got a...
There's like
lump of coal.
We could absolutely like unpack how like these kind of competitions kind of lead to like whatever patriotism and yada yada, and like how many people sign up for the army after the Olympics and shit like that. But then you see stories like this, like Filipino weightlifter and also the Tunisian swimmer, guy from Tunisia.
He was 18 and he won by surprise, and he came last in the qualifier.
And he smashed it on the
day. Yeah.
That's so good.
Isn't that amazing? I love that shit. Yeah, I love those stories.
Yeah, the underdog stories are the beautiful ones.
Yes.
Yeah. And especially when it's like countries that are like not known for swimming. Like, I know people swim in Tunisia, but also we watched a men's volleyball or beach volleyball team, and it was like, I think Iran. And I'm like, oh my God, babe, they have like volleyball clubs in Iran.
Yeah.
Have you ever, it has never crossed my mind.
I'm yeah.
Like, yeah. Like, they do all the same things we do, and it kind of brings it to mainstream television once every 4 years.
It is very cool.
Yeah.
It is bizarre though that it's happening. Like, I it just sort of came out of nowhere. Like, I was just like, oh, the Olympics are on. I'm like, oh, all right.
I know. And like, I am like very conscious that like a lot of people in Tokyo are like, we do not want this. Like, this is bad for COVID. And compartmentalizing that, putting that aside, fuck, it's been fun watching it. Like, I know that's bad. Yeah. But I'm like, it's just like, I don't know.
It feels a bit normal.
Yeah.
And I know that I feel bad for Japan because the opening ceremony had to acknowledge a pandemic and like global grief, and like that's a really tough ask. Because I feel like they would have been scolded if they just did some fun celebratory thing that didn't even acknowledge all of this stuff. But that kind of meant that it had to have this sort of somber note. But having said that, now that the games are actually on and we're just engaging in, you know, the fun and seeing people excel, it is nice to just have this international normalcy.
Totally. And the commentators are fucked.
Oh my God,
so funny.
Yeah.
The bloody narrator for the commentator for the opening ceremony, it was like, here we see a green seed that is growing on the floor. This can be interpreted as a sign of growth and of things growing on the floor.
And then whenever like a country that has like a history of civil war or something recently comes out, they're like, so bright and colourful, war torn. Like, just like, wow, they've really come through and incredible deaths.
They're like, look at those colourful costumes, so tribal.
Yes.
Oh, did you see, was it Tonga? that had
the oiled up man at the front.
Oh my god!
They knew what
they were doing. Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, God.
I quite like that. I quite like having, like, the two leads at the front with the flag. Awkward holding the flag. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I feel like they put the shortest person with the tallest person. I was like, come on.
Mismatch.
Yeah. I quite like them being, like, some of them were, like, in literal gowns. And then the others were, like, in, like, business attire.
Yeah.
And I'm into that. A drag queen at the front.
Yeah.
And tech up the back.
Someone to throw the first brick and then the rest of the group.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that the Olympics is hilarious and also emotional. And that's exactly what I need in my life. Mm-hmm. And I'm surprised that I watched canoeing for an hour yesterday. And I like that I found that out about myself.
Yeah. I need to watch more of it. I've mostly just been watching it when it's on in the staff room. But it's been a really nice, like, unifying thing for everyone. Because everyone just inherently watches it and chats about it. And it's just, as you're saying, like, I wouldn't ever regularly do this
or
seek this kind of contact with someone out because, you know, I'm not like a sport person. I don't watch AFL. I don't have those check-in times about that kind of stuff. So
Wouldn't it be nice though if we could just watch sport any time of the year? Like, we don't have to wait 4 years. Like, just on a Tuesday night, you just tune into some local.
Yeah. I don't know. That sounds pretty insane to me.
That being said, though, I used to come. They used to have afternoon bowls on like Channel 7 or something when I used to come
lawn
home from
bowls.
School.
Yeah, oh and my God, I'd love that.
I put it on and I'd be like, lol, and then like 3 minutes later, I'm still like literally like hypnotized by the whole process.
Mesmerized. I love that.
Yeah. Mm. Maybe we could get into sweeping, like, in the Winter Olympics. You know, when curling. Sweeping.
Sweeping.
Well, that's kind of what it is. Hey.
It kind of is. Do you think bowling should be, like, an Olympic sport?
I feel like is it not already?
Like, just, you know.
Like, 10-pin bowling.
Yeah. I don't think it is. Because skateboarding was added and surfing.
Yeah, how do they judge it? What's the criteria?
I don't know.
With the skateboarding one, it's the difficulty of the tricks and I think airtime and stuff. I'm not sure. And we watched it. My girlfriend is really into skateboarding.
Mm. Nice.
mainly for the outfits. But yeah, they had like a scoring system and really good.
That's cool. I'm also interested in like how they qualify something as a sport. Like, you know, like what sets things, what makes 10-pin bowling not eligible?
Yeah. I think it's maybe
but
just
walking
like
is eligible.
Old man doing it.
Oh, the walking is very funny.
It's very hard though.
Yeah.
So many rules, like always having a foot on the floor and stuff.
Oh, and they just like, and to be really good at it, you have to look fucked. And the athletic stuff is like wild to me because I'm just like, I saw all this footage of triathlon athletes finishing and just collapsing.
Mm.
And just, like, there are sports where I'm like, there's nothing that you could do to convince me to do that. Like water polo.
Yeah.
Okay, this is a weird sport in my opinion.
No.
Yeah, it just seems like you're trying to make things harder.
Mm.
Someone was talking, I don't think it's an Olympic sport, but someone was saying, I had underwater hockey training. What is that?
Like, are they walking on the floor?
I don't even understand. I don't know. Like, is the ball like rolling on the bottom of the pool? Like, what's happening?
How do you push that ball? Like, that's so hard.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh God, I'm gonna have a nightmare about this. Yeah. Underwater hockey?
Yeah.
Something should be illegal. We don't have enough water in the world. Like, be allowed to
that's
fill
where
a pool
we draw the line.
I can't handle that.
It's like, have you thought about just standing on Earth? Like, you know.
I just wonder with surfing as well, what are other countries going to do? Like, what if Germany gets, like, the Olympics 1 year?
Yeah. Oh, we have surf. But it's awful. Yeah. It's not. It's really cold.
Yeah.
In, like, the Baltic Sea.
Yeah. Literally. Yeah. It would be like, oh, it's really cold. So, oh, they could have it in like a simulated wave pool.
That could work. Lots of lakes.
I don't know.
I mean, a really far up a lake.
But also, how are they going to do it in Brisbane with all those sharks and shit? Jellyfish.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh,
well, I mean, at this rate, by 2032, I don't even know if we'll have the Barrier Reef or any of the Brisbane beaches.
There'll be no sharks and only jellyfish.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Basically what's going to happen.
It'll be an apocalyptic wasteland.
Yeah.
but Nikki Webster like a... will still be rocking.
Yeah, and we'll have so much oil. Boy, we will be grateful for the oil and the coal and the jobs.
I hadn't thought of that. Is that a thing that you can only... countries that host the Olympics have to have beaches because of the sports that are...
They have to have the facilities for this. So, but I think there's like... I think there's loose things where you can like go out of the actual city. Yeah. So like, I mean, I can't imagine anywhere in Australia that would be bad, but if Alice Springs were to host the Olympic Games on I'm sure they'd be like, yeah, we'll do the surfing in South Australia or something like that. Yeah. You know? Like, I think like, it's kind of like FIFA.
Yeah.
You lost me.
And I'm out.
Yeah.
Wow, a lot of sports chat.
Yeah, how about this?
Maybe that's a first.
Yeah, we're commentators now.
Oh my god, Channel 7.
Let's demean women now.
I love that. I love doing that.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I'm trying to think of the next thing. Sorry.
Well, speaking of the Olympics, have you guys been watching the Olympics of Drag, All Stars?
Yes.
At the moment?
No.
You haven't been watching it?
No, I don't know. I've like unsubscribed from Stan.
Oh my God.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Huge.
Is that for like mental health or financial reasons?
A little bit of both. But also it was my girlfriend's account and she was like, I don't want to pay for this anymore. And I was like, oh, neither do I.
I have like, because you know, I have like a family account that has like 4 accounts and I'm not using one of them. So you can have it.
Oh my God. The power of friendship.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
She's back. TV's great.
Yes. That's what I've always said. You only need like to pay for one streaming account.
Yeah.
And then you need at least 5 friends.
Yeah,
that's the hard part. Find 5 friends. But I have a very slutty binge account, but boy has it given me access to Apple, Amazon, Hey You,
that is trash.
Disney
Plus. I had it for a while during the pandemic during watching Real Housewives.
Yes.
And then I was like, this is like toxic. This is deeply like destroying me. I need to get rid of it.
I love it so much. Yeah,
it's so good.
So Drag Race, well, you haven't watched it, but I understand. I feel like there's a certain point with Drag Race where it never ends.
Mm, it's saturated at the moment.
Yes. Yeah.
There's like another one being filmed right now, right?
Yeah.
You're like, I just don't have the time.
Yeah.
I need to write the fucking Fringe show.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Which I haven't done, and it's coming up, so yeah.
And I don't want to accidentally steal from Drag Race.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then everyone will know, and I'll be like, plagiarism.
Yeah.
Cancelled.
I think I have to delete TikTok so that I don't accidentally steal an idea from TikTok, because it's just my whole brain at the moment.
Yeah.
You're giving me very concerned looks.
No, I just know this to be true.
Yeah.
I'm always like, how can I make this into a TikTok? Like with anything that crosses my mind. And then I make the TikTok and it flops.
Yeah.
I've just recently got TikTok and I can't like, I haven't found my feet yet at all. Like you seem to be much more across it and like understanding it. But I was coming to you for help. I was like, how do I make the algorithm good for me? And you're like, just do it.
You gotta do it. You gotta engage with the content that you like, because then it will give it to you. And then someday you'll find yourself in witch talk or like where they're like, leave milk out for the Finksies.
What is this?
You put milk up for the tricksy little witches that are around.
Oh my god! One part of TikTok I hate is straight cis women who are obsessed with their husbands.
Ugh.
And they're like, making my husband breakfast, my husband's lunchbox. I'm like, shut the fuck up. Yeah. Why can't your husband do his own stuff?
Yes. Although the ones that are like pointing at like comments piss me the fuck off.
Like, oh my God.
Like the whole like, all you need to do is treat him right. And yes. like compliment him every hour, all that kind of stuff.
That's too much.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's be real. Yeah. The grapefruit method.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I was thinking about that woman the other day. Did you ever watch the grapefruit method videos?
Yeah.
The sound she made. It looks like it would be nice. I don't have a penis, but I imagine that the texture of the grapefruit, but apparently quite stingy.
Yeah, acidic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can imagine.
Get your vitamin C and D.
Oh my God. You can get thrush at any time. So I'm not fucking around with that. My pH is finally leveled out. So I'm enjoying this Drag Race season. How are you feeling about it?
I agree. I think in terms of All Stars, like, All Stars 5 was the worst. Like, other than, like, Shay finally getting a crown, it just felt like it just went on.
Yeah, I didn't even remember who was in it.
Yeah. Well, I hated Ms. Cracker, and I really loved Jujubee and Shay, but it was just, it just wasn't a fun season, and it just felt, like, inevitable that Shay was going to win from the get-go. But this season, it's like a much more eclectic bunch of queens,
yeah.
and it's not as obvious about like how things are going to unfold. Mm. Like, I think at this point it's like week 6 or 7 or something like that. And all the challenge wins are spread out amongst 6 or 7 different queens.
Okay.
So it's like really, anyone's game, and it makes it just feel much more organic and fun.
Yeah. And people have won and then gone home the next week.
Yeah.
Like, it's anyone's game.
No one's safe.
Yeah.
And, as a nice, like, change of pace, like, there's a lot more, like, trans women on the season and, like, you know, more body variety and, yeah, it's good.
All right, I'm gonna catch up.
Yeah, it'll probably surprise you.
Yeah. All right, yeah. I'm excited now.
It's the halftime show really settled it in. So that's, like, episode 3 or 4?
Yeah, yeah.
And that's when you're like, oh my God, this is great. I loved it. Yeah. I loved it. I think you'll have a really good time. Speaking of queens on Drag Race, Peppermint is in that new show, Schmigadoon.
Oh, with Alan Cumming. And
Yeah,
it looks so good.
Where is the streaming?
It's on Apple TV, so let me get my contacts.
Yeah.
Let me get you connected.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't watched it yet, but it's something that I'm like, do you ever have those TV shows that you know you're going to enjoy, so you just kind of save them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like, I'll get to it. Like, that's how I felt about
it. It's a musical comedy, is it? Is that what it is?
Yeah. So it's basically it's the plot of Brigadoon.
Yeah.
Which is two men.
You're saying this like people know what Brigadoon is. I'm like, what language is that even?
Yeah, yeah. It's musical theater.
Well, okay. But basically, so Brigadoon is a classic older musical with two American boys who go to Scotland for a hike, and it's very similar to that TV show where she like goes to the Stonehenge and suddenly she's in the past. They go to this place and they're suddenly in the past.
Oh, where she fucks the guy.
Yeah, and it's like the sexy. Yeah. Everybody loves that Scottish dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, what's it called? And then the opening song's like Tweedledoodle.
I don't know. I've never watched it. I've just seen the
porn. Only seen the sex scenes. Yeah. It's like blue is the warmest color. Yeah, I've never seen the end. they go and they get transported to an old Scottish town and they like fall in love and all this kind of stuff. And that's like a classic musical. Schmigadoon is with Keegan-Michael Key from Key & Peele.
Mm-hmm.
And Cecily Strong from Saturday Night Live. And they are a couple and they're hiking and they cross this bridge and they end up in Schmigadoon. And it's like this musical town. And they're like, it's a camp musical in their minds as well. They're like, why are we singing? Which is like funny.
Thanks for explaining.
Yeah. But it looks fucking gay as shit.
It looks awesome.
I'm very into it. I'm very into Alan Cumings.
Oh, I love Alan Cumings.
Here for a bit.
He's the new like artistic director of the Adelaide Fringe or something like that.
That's wild. Yeah. How did we get him? That's such a get.
Yeah, it is such a get. Have you guys seen, a bit of a segue, but have you seen The Good Wife with Alan Cumming in it?
No.
He plays this awesome role, Eli, but his American accent is so flawless that when I saw an interview with Alan Cumming and he has his like deep, is he Scottish?
He's Scottish.
He's got like a Scottish brogue and it's like, oh my God, like it completely threw me. He's such a good actor and like, yeah, it's crazy that like he still has kept his accent despite like ostensibly working in America and like on Broadway and in like very like accent driven work.
I know. I feel like the Scottish accent has like some grit to it. The Australian accent is so airy fairy that like you go anywhere, you're suddenly like, hello.
We're the recessive accent.
Because like everything is so lazy in our mouth that like we just latch onto anything. Anyone lives in like the UK for 6 months, they're like, yeah, how you been?
The Kylie accent of like, I've been to Britain.
Madonna.
Madonna.
Oh God. I think that Alan Cumings is I can't believe that he's like agreed to do this Australian thing.
It's pretty cool. Oh, speaking of Madonna and Kylie, we're gonna talk about another diva, which is Britney.
I've been digging her recent Instagram post I like the one where she's just holding her titties like this. And
oh my God, I have to look at it. I'm gonna look at it right now.
And all the things she's been posting, like just airing the dirty laundry.
Yeah, she's gone off. I love it.
Like, finally, we're not in the stage of like, Britney, wear yellow if you're in danger. And then she wears like yellow denim.
It's a video.
Have you not seen this?
The dappled guy. Just like, fuck yeah, Britney, get it. Nice tits. Oh my God.
And she's putting out like memes and stuff. And then she has these like huge, like, punctuationless paragraphs of like, I've been like, and this and this and this and this and this. I'm just like, go off. Like, she is fucking letting
she's
loose.
She's on fire.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really hope that things turn out better now because she was able to hire her own lawyer.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's all looking good for Britney.
I know. She's on the up. That's really exciting. Speaking of her like Instagram posts, it was really nice seeing her be like, everybody shits on my dancing videos. But you can fuck off.
Yeah.
And I also enjoy the fact that for a long time we were like, somebody else is controlling this Instagram. But it's become quite clear that it's just Britney.
Yeah. I also remember just seeing all these things of her doing art. Do you remember her art? It was so awful.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
And people were like, oh, she's like completely unhinged. And now we're like, that makes sense.
Who
wouldn't be?
Yeah. Oh my God, that much lithium. That's going to fuck you.
Yeah.
Is it true though that her father as her conservator is just being replaced with a different conservatorship? It's not that like she's getting no conservatorship.
He already like stepped down, but his lawyer is. Yeah. So she was, because of that change, I believe that's why they went to court and that's why we got that like hectic audio of her talking about what's been going on. That court case was, she was trying to get out of the conservatorship, or it was like the first step of her trying to leave. And the only thing that she got was that she had the right to find her own attorney because she was also represented by her dad's lawyer.
But at the end of it, will she end up with a conservator still, but just not her dad? Is that what will happen? Or will she be completely free of a conservatorship?
I guess we don't know. Because I think the reason the conservatorship was instated was because they're like, oh, she's lost the plot and she's not able to look after herself. So I believe in order to be free of that, she would have to prove that she doesn't need that anymore. I just don't know, like, would another conservator maybe be better in terms of, like, letting her do what she wants to do? Or are they still going to fuck her up?
I guess, like, now that the public eye is on her and this circumstance, like, even if she did have a new conservator, like, they would have to be fair because they're going to be under such scrutiny.
Mm.
She's made so much money in the last few years. I found out that she's actually earned more since the conservatorship stepped in than before, because you'd assume that, like, her highest grossing was, like, when she was, like, baby one more time, hit me baby one more time, yeah. Stuff like that. But she's earned so much under this conservatorship. She's worked so much. It's just not conducive to, like, needing someone to approve her driving and stuff like that. Or, like, her IUD situation. That breaks so my sad. Heart. Yeah. That's eugenics.
Yeah.
That's fucked. free Britney.
Yeah.
I hope she gets out.
Yeah. We started it in episode one saying free Britney.
And we're gonna say it until she's free. Yeah. We're not stopping until she's free.
Is anyone, like, mildly scared that she'll be free and then she'll say something, like, really racist?
Yeah. She'll be free and then she'll get cancelled.
Yeah, oh, fuck the fags.
Yeah. No, this is not Millie Bobby Brown.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my God. The fucking Millie memes are so funny.
So funny. Is it bullying? I don't think so.
Yes.
It is.
But it's so funny.
Millie Bobby Brown is a bully.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Well, this is true based on all the people who bully her. People be like,
she tried to reverse over me in her car.
But have you seen her in interviews with her cast members of
Stranger Things?
Yeah, I've seen that compilation.
She, like, answers every question. She doesn't give anyone, like, Sadie Sink is trying to say something, and Millie's like, I'm speaking.
That doesn't surprise me. She has Hermione energy of, like, yeah, she's in ahead of it.
She's ahead.
Yeah, yeah, she's ahead.
Oh, my God. Millie Bobby Brown. Free Millie Bobby Brown.
No, don't. Like, she's going to come for us. Oh, my God. We'd be her, like, target number one, pop gays. Millie would be like, cancel that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Speaking of cancellations and stuff like that, is this my time to come in with Gabby Hanna? Or
yes. Oh, my God. Okay. So Jordan has been telling Aurelia and I about this random YouTube drama that I do not understand.
Thank you.
Who is she and...
why should we care?
Yeah, great. Okay, so we're coming in with, like, no knowledge. Okay, great. So she started out as a Vine creator, so back in the day, and she just used to,
a, like, loose term.
A loose term. She used to, like, just be funny on Vine, and then when Vine died, she moved to YouTube. Like a lot of TikTokers did when they were worried that TikTok was going to get banned in the States. They just started these YouTube channels. And she did that, and she just used to do these, like, funny chat-to-cam stories about things that happened in her life. And then big drama stuff happened. There were a few little, like, YouTuber spats that came out, and it kind of all eventuated in 2020, the summer of 2020, she had a very public sort of mental health crisis where she was definitely, she was definitely getting bullied online. But do you ever watch someone interacting online and you're just like, you need to log off? Her thing is that she can't help but have something else to say. She can't just let things...
input ho.
Yes, an input ho. So I feel for her, because I feel like she's definitely been bullied, but at the same time, she has been a bully. And she's one of... I saw a funny meme online that kind of summed it up of, like, her, like, she will... so she has been, like, a rape apologist and stuff that. And she's like... said some, like, awful things online about other YouTubers and things like that. And she's had pretty poor behavior on set. One time she was on set for a TV show that was, like, made for YouTube, and her biggest complaint was, like, that she was like, they called me to set at, like, 5 a.m., but I wasn't actually needed until 12. And I was like, well, that's
how it works.
And it was just very, like, naive and kind of...
welcome.
Yeah, and she, like, wouldn't show up to this photo shoot because she had a personal training session. And it was, like, a billboard that was going to be up in LA, and every single cast member had to be there as part of their contract.
Yeah.
But she was like, oh, I have this, like, personal training session. Oh, and, like, things like that. And so she's poor behavior all around. And she will apologize for that, but in a way that's like, but you also need to apologize to me for asking me to apologize and for the way that you asked me. And she'll, like, bring up proof that someone's wronged her, and it's like, no, Gabby, that still looks like you're in the wrong. And she went through this, like, so she went into the summer of 2020, and I'm talking US summer, so our winter, that big lockdown, she was like yelling on podcasts, much like myself. And then she took some time off. She took everything offline. She didn't have Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, all gone. And then she started coming back on TikTok, creating these bizarre dancing, singing videos where she'd be like twitching and like reaching out to the camera and doing like weird, like trying to look kooky and crazy. She's trying to jokeify herself.
Oh, God.
And then she came online and she's just started this, her goodbye series, which is supposed to be 6 episodes. It's now become a lot more because she keeps having more shit to say, but just her side on every story. But the interesting thing is we've already heard her side of every story already, but she's still here. So that's the Gabby Hanna of it all.
I'm going to have put a face to this person.
Oh, you got to. You got to.
So she's leaving the platform. Is that right?
Allegedly. She has threatened to leave many times.
Is this YouTube or?
YouTube.
Yeah, YouTube. Yeah. Oh, my God.
But the funny thing is that all of her clout is from this like drama, and she keeps saying that she's a singer. She's like, I'm an artist. Like, that's what I do. And come for me. But she is, she's not a good singer. Yeah. Like, and she has enough money to like go get vocal lessons. So it does.
Yeah.
It does boggle the mind a little bit.
Oh my God. Yeah. She just looks annoying.
Yeah. And I feel like to a degree, I feel for these YouTubers in general. Like, I mean, we kind of grew up in a generation of like vlogging and stuff like that.
Yeah. It was kind of like the beginning of that.
Yeah.
Like the Tyler Oakley kind of era of YouTube.
I don't know. The only vlogger I care about is Charlie. So
yeah. Well, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. What if you start like a drama channel?
Oh my God. I want to. I feel like I would need like you guys to come on as my like PR, like help me write my apology videos.
Yes.
So funny. I just do it. I just want to have an apology videos. I find them so funny. Like the idea of like having to have this public announcement, and then everyone, and then sometimes like they fuck it up, and then you have to do an apology for the apology video. And
yeah, well, I think it's time for a pop or flop.
Oh, yes,
pop or flop.
No, I can't, I'm too out of sync.
Okay, I'll go and then you go. Try to get pop or flop.
Pop or flop?
Pop or flop?
Getting back with your ex. This week's pop or flop is brought to us by J-Lo and...
she called.
I've just gone blank. What's his name?
Ben Affleck. No. That's exactly how I feel before I go to say Ben Affleck's name every single time.
Yeah, I'm like, Matt Damon?
Yes.
Yeah. Say, are they different? Are they brothers?
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like seeing them in the public eye the way that they have been is giving me major throwback to a better time in everyone's life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it is nostalgic.
Before I had to work and
yeah,
the '90s
when I wasn't born. no, I think I probably was. But yeah, this week's pop or flop for me, it's a flop.
You don't want to get back with an ex ever under any circumstances.
I don't.
Even if your ex was J-Lo.
If my ex was J-Lo, I mean, I'm thinking like realistically about the people I've dated and I'm like, there's a reason we all broke up. Like, it's not going to work. I mean, it didn't work then. Why would it work now? Type of vibe.
Mm.
But also, I guess if 20 years passed, maybe that would be different.
Yeah, you're going to be different people by that point.
Absolutely. And they're both on the other side of marriages, aren't they?
Yeah, I think so. They must be. Yeah, okay, maybe that's different. Because I'm like, oh, yeah, I ghosted that person. Like, goes back into their life. Yeah, and also, like, I only really had serious relationships otherwise with men. And I could only get back together with them as friends unless they weren't men anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I'm like...
As in, as the, like, they transitioned or...
Yeah. Yeah. Or they completely... Maybe. I don't know. Yeah, I just can't be with a cis man. Cis white man.
Yeah.
So unless they changed that...
you've paid your dues. Yeah.
A goodbye. My hands are washed.
Yeah. I did what I could to help the community. Yeah, I reckon I probably would agree with that. Like, I think, yeah, if someone's broken up, there's probably a reason. I think there is an exception for hot celebrities because I enjoy it. I like to see my faves get back together again. And I love...
Brad and Jen as well.
Yeah. Are they back together? Is that a thing?
No, I think it's just whispers.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll take what I can get. Like, that sounds good to me, a couple whispers. Yeah, so for me, globally a flop, but specifically in the realm of Hollywood, it's a definite pop.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Or maybe we just need to start dating celebrities.
True. Or become celebrities.
So everything would change.
I'm such a rat. I would fuck anyone who had, like, more than 10,000 followers.
You're like, you can do the little swipe up thing on Instagram stories. Come with me.
Thank you. I love it. I love the story.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah, I agree with you, Charlie. It's a flop unless I think it's funny.
Yeah. then it's the furthest thing from a flop imaginable.
Exactly. Obviously there's extraneous circumstances, but boy, am I tired of these couples that are in and out over like a short period of time as well. Mm-hmm. If it's like years, if we're talking J-Lo and Ben.
Yeah. Make it work.
Yeah. I feel like that's fans. Cute.
Yeah.
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 Actually, on that note, who is some celebrities that you would either like to get back together or who have never been together but you want to get together?
Timothy Chalamet and Harry Styles should date.
Harry Styles. Oh. Wow. Gender fluid icon, Harry Styles.
Yes.
I don't think Timothy Chalamet is gay.
Well, he keeps teasing us.
He does. He loves to tease.
And apparently Harry Styles is getting married, so...
Yes, Olivia Wilde, is it?
Yeah. Mm. Who... Lizzo and whoever the...
Oh, the Avenger guy.
Yeah, what's Chris Evans.
Yes, Lizzo and Chris Evans.
I think they should say it.
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a bit of a segue, but I was just thinking about Chris Evans's dick.
When are you not thinking?
Yeah, I know. It's a rare moment that I'm not. But that new show on Netflix, Sex Life, I haven't watched it. But have you heard about the dick scene?
I've seen the dick scene.
Yeah, I specifically have only watched the dick scene.
Yeah.
Do you think it's fake?
No.
Think it's real?
I think it's real.
I think it's fake. I think it's a prosthetic.
Oh my God, a prosthetic dick.
Yeah, because it... So have you heard about this, Jordan?
No, you must.
Okay, so there's this new show on Netflix. It's called Sex Life. Apparently it's trash, but extremely watchable. And then there's this scene where it's like this guy, I think he's been like cucked, like his like girlfriend's like sleeping with someone new or he's jealous of some other guy or whatever. And then there's this scene where he goes into the like gym, like men's room, and the guy that is like with his girl or whatever is like showering. And he's, like, about to, like, say something. But then the guy turns around and he's, like, completely naked, obviously. And his dick is hanging. And it's, like, fucking huge. Like, we're talking, like, 10 inches flaccid. Just hanging there. And everyone's been, like, I think it's, like, it happens at, like, 20 minutes and 20 seconds or something like that. And everyone's, like, go to fucking 2020 of episode 3 of Sex Life and get me the steal. And everyone's going on, talking about it on Twitter.
Wow. But
then the debate became, is the dick real? Because the way that it moves, it's very like, it looks a bit odd.
It's like the flag in the moon landing.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like it has like a bit of metal at the bottom because it's too, gravity is too strong on that dick. Mm-hmm. So
it's like a pendulum.
Yeah. And I think they asked the actor... like, you know, they're like, everyone's talking about your dick. Like, it's made this show so popular. Like, what's your take on it? Like, was it uncomfortable filming it? And he gave some kind of roundabout answer that didn't, like, confirm. He was like, yeah, I'm glad that people like
My dick.
But it wasn't even like that. Like, he didn't call it his dick. He said something that was just like, it didn't confirm that it's him. Yeah.
My appendage.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's like, I'm glad people liked the scene. I was like, mate, tell us if the dick is real.
Mm. Only one way to find out.
You're getting very animated. Tell us if the dick is real. No!
Yeah. You'll have to have a look and tell me what you reckon.
I will have to have a look.
And listeners, please tell us. Do you think the dick is real?
Yeah.
For his health, I hope it isn't, because you cannot get an erection without passing out. Surely.
Yeah. Oh, well, I don't think he, as a person, has a fake dick. I think they put on a prosthetic for the scene.
I understand you.
Oh,
yes,
I thought you
yeah.
meant like... He's so committed to the role.
All the blood from his head.
Yeah.
I love it. Oh, guys, we're back.
Yeah, we've done it. Thanks, guys, for listening. We're hoping to have more, like, audio, visual, fun content coming at ya.
Mm-hmm.
Touch wood. Hopefully we don't go back into another lockdown.
Touch that 10-inch wood.
Yeah.
Never again.
We'll see you next time.
Bye.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.